I feel like a wet seed, wild in the hot, blind earth. That's a line from William Faulkner's classic novel, As I Lay Dying. And the book has profound meaning to Western readers, but how might it move students reading it in, say, Kurdistan? Well, Andrew Slater's students are reading Faulkner in northern Iraq. Slater is a former U.S. Special Forces officer. He served 3 tours of duty in Iraq, and he has returned to the country for a 4th time, but this time as an educator. He teaches English composition at the American University of Iraq in Soleimani. Andrew Slater joins us via Skype. Andrew, welcome. And let's just start by hearing more about your students. They are the future of their country, so do they share their thoughts and fears with you?
Yeah, they don't hold anything back. I have a very mixed classroom. It's majority Kurdish, but I have students from all over Iraq. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty. A lot of them are young, and they don't really know what to expect for the future. And I think their outlook does depend on where they come from, what part of Iraq. In the Kurdish region, there's a lot of prosperity, so a lot of my Kurdish students are very positive about that, but they're uncertain about what their region's relationship with Baghdad is going to be. A lot of my Sunni students have been very disturbed by the turn of events the last 2 years, and what they see is the Maliki government kind of pushing them out. My Turkmen students, they paint a pretty bleak picture of the Turkmen being caught in the middle between the Kurds and the Sunni Arabs in the northern regions. So I get a different perspective, I think. It really depends on what part of the country my kids come from.
Do they ever share with you what they think about you? I mean, because you were there, you served multiple tours as a Special Forces officer, and now you're a teacher there. I mean, do your students ever talk with you about that or ask you about it?
The school newspaper did an interview with me about it. I'm pretty open about it. I don't bring that into the classroom unless it's, you know, relevant to something. But I think kind of counterintuitively, in a way, it makes me understand some of their issues. There's a bit more of an understanding of where they're coming from to come to the American university.
Well, Andrew, if I may interrupt, I'm sorry, but tell me a little bit more what do you mean by that there's a more understanding? How?
I mean, when my students tell me that they grew up in Baghdad, I was there when they were 10 years old, so I know the neighborhoods that they came from. I know what their family life was like living in Baghdad during that period of time. You know, I know what they suffered through. It's not an act of imagination. It's an act of memory for me instead.
Well, given that, and given that you do have this rare and unique experience as in terms of having been there as a member of the military and now a teacher, as the country itself is still stumbling forward, are you optimistic about the future of Iraq?
I have a guarded optimism. When I came here in 2006, it was a very bleak time. It really felt like Iraq was heading into a black hole, and it seems like it's kind of come out of that. But my feeling is, if Iraq slides back into violence, it's not because of the people, it's because of the political leadership. I know the Iraqi people they're brave and smart, and they're capable of reconciliation. It's at the political leadership level that the problems happen.
Andrew, if I may, I just have to ask one more question about this. You have gone back as a teacher, as an educator, as a man who is committed to, in a very real way, the future of this country. I wonder, does your experience today with those young people who, as you said, were 10 when you served as a member of the United States military, does it ever make you question how the U.S. did what it did in Iraq, or how the United States left the country when troops were withdrawn?
I mean, I questioned it in 2004, 2006. I don't think I've come to any different conclusions. In 2004 and 2006, realized what a terrible situation it was. I mean, it's definitely added a lot of, I've learned a lot about Iraq in the last year and a half that I didn't know before. But I think I'd already arrived at the same bad conclusions about the war in 2006 that I have now. So, but it's, I mean, now it's for me, it's about looking forward to what I can do as a teacher, you know, where Iraq is headed and where it is now. I think that's the best thing I could do, is look forward, you know, with them and think about what their lives are like, what kind of opportunities my students have. how to prepare them for future levels of education. You know,
Right.
I keep kind of focused on my students, so I think that makes it easy.
Finally, let's talk a little bit more about your students in the classroom. You teach English composition, is that right?
I teach two sections of English composition, and I teach an American literature survey course.
Oh, you
So,
do? Okay. So what do you have them read?
well, in American literature, we did Melville, Henry James, Hemingway, and Faulkner. So we did four novels. And the composition classes is argumentation. So I give them good pieces of argument and I go through them and kind of show them why they work. I think some of the better ones were I did Vindication of the Rights of Women by Mary Wollstonecraft. I did Why I'm Against the War in Vietnam by Martin Luther King. And in the argument class, I take those great pieces of argumentation from history, originally composed in English, and go through why their composition is so successful. And theoretically, have my students produce something similarly brilliant in their own work.
This is really interesting. So Melville, Henry James, Wollstonecraft, Martin Luther King. How do your students react to the materials? What do they tell you?
I think they definitely they're used to a very rote education system, so there's a lot of prodding. I think at the early levels of to try and get them to generate opinions about the material. The best is when I see that they connect how things are in Iraq with how they are in a different time period in a different culture, and they kind of see contemporary to their own lives how these issues and ideas are relevant to them. Or ways that they're relevant in ways that they didn't realize till, you know, we entered a class discussion about it. So,
Do you have a particular example of what happened with a student when they made that connection?
well, I think certainly with Faulkner, which we just finished, the comparison of low and high culture, you know, particularly my Kurdish and Arab students, that there was thinking about in their own communities, kind of the kind of class issues that come up, and we read As I Lay Dying, the kind of class issues, you know, and particularly I think getting away from romantic ideals of literature with As I Lay Dying in particular, thinking about the idea of things that could be both hideous and ugly and beautiful at the same time, I think kind of generating their thoughts on applying that outside of the novel, I think was interesting for some of them.
Well, that's Andrew Slater. He served three tours of duty for the United States during the war in Iraq, and today he teaches English composition at the American University of Iraq in Soleimani. Andrew, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
We always want to know what you think about anything you hear on this program, so drop us a line at our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at GentleGiant.com.